and FM, Seattle.
It's 10 o'clock in the Northwest.
The Republicans hope to raise about $250,000 at this fundraising banquet, and most of it will be used to finance a last-minute media blitz for Houston Flournoy, the Republican candidate for governor here. In his speech to the black tie crowd, the president returned to a favorite campaign theme, the Democrats back in Washington. He keyed his remarks to the Halloween season, suggesting the election of more Democrats would produce a trick-or-treat Congress. This was another long day for Mr. Ford. After some rest, he'll resume his Western campaign swing with a stop in Fresno and appearances later in the day in Oregon. He's also expected to squeeze in a visit to former President Nixon in the hospital, but he won't make a final decision on that until after he gets a few hours' sleep. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A report on former President Nixon after this.
Many of our Chicano neighbors were losing jobs because of layoffs. We realized this was our concern, too. So we, some of the religious groups in the area, got together with them. We are teaching them new vocational skills now, trying to give them new opportunities and making them feel a part of the community.
That was in southern New Mexico. In New York City, another story.
Well, many families would like to visit their relatives in the upstate prisons, but they cannot afford it. So a few churches and other organizations got together to provide the buses and lodging so they may visit their relatives upstate.
Maybe you feel that one person is too insignificant to make this world a better place. Then work with others at your local church or synagogue. The God we worship expects us to help one another. Today, start treating your brothers and sisters like brothers and sisters. A public service of Religion in American Life, the Advertising Council, and this station. Former President Nixon is expected to make a gradual improvement during the next 2 or 3 days, and Dr. John Lundgren summarizes the situation.
This condition has remained stable even until the present hour, but potential dangers are still imminent.
Dr. John Lundgren. Doctors list Mr. Nixon still in critical condition and say there remains a possibility of a massive hemorrhaging, but they do see improvement. The internal bleeding, which caused problems earlier, has slowed and may be stopped. The doctors, however, have pointed to a new complication, a decrease in blood clotting elements. The current therapy is mainly to combat the blood volume loss with fresh whole blood transfusions. President Ford may visit Mr. Nixon Friday at the Long Beach Memorial Hospital. The president called Mrs. Nixon Thursday evening on his arrival in Los Angeles. In his talks with Mrs. Nixon, President Ford said, "I do not want to push, but it would be helpful if I came down there." Mrs. Nixon replied, "I can't think of anything that would do him more good." The decision whether President Ford should visit Mr. Nixon will be made Friday after discussions with Dr. John Lundgren, Mr. Nixon's physician. A study funded by the National Science Foundation reports, short of rationing, the only way the United States can achieve significant gasoline savings in the next 4 years is by raising the pump price. Report notes automobiles consume more than half the fuel used in transportation in the United States and roughly 13% of the total direct energy used in the country. The report says for every 1 cent per gallon increase at the pump, there will be roughly a 1% decrease in gasoline consumption. The Sun Oil Company reported Thursday its third quarter earnings were 84% higher than those for the same period a year ago. 40 people were killed and another 36 injured Thursday in New Delhi when a fire caused by an accidental explosion of fireworks aboard a train. Officials say a burning cigarette was tossed by a passenger into a bundle containing firecrackers. More after this.
Elections 74 may be the most revealing in years. I'm Dallas Townsend, CBS News, co-anchorman with George Herman for CBS News election night coverage on radio. Joining us will be Neil Strausser reporting the South, Morton Dean the East, Sharon Lovejoy the Midwest, and Reed Collins the West. Along with this station's coverage, listen for results and trends from CBS News at a quarter of and a quarter past every hour, beginning at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Hank Aaron. Hitting home runs take work and determination. Babe Ruth knew that, so do I. Putting an end to children lung disease take work and determination too. The National Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation is working hard towards that goal. They're determined to get there. They want all kids to have enough breath to play baseball like me and the babe. They'd need help. Call your local cystic fibrosis chapter and volunteer.
Montreal's 2,400 firemen called a full-scale illegal strike late Thursday night to force the Quebec government to intervene in their contract dispute with the city. Authorities say the strike has left the 3 million Montreal area residents with only the fire protection that can be provided by 55 supervisory personnel. National Guard troops called up 3 weeks ago because of violence in Boston schools will be cut back by two-thirds starting next week. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
This is KIXI, Seattle. The time, 6 minutes past 10. This is All Hallows Eve, 1974. And, of course, CBS Mystery Theater is coming next. So all of you who wish to consort or to know about witches and hobgoblins and things that go bump in the night, stay tuned. Chance of a few showers tonight, considerably low cloudiness or fog tomorrow and Saturday with partial afternoon clearing. Nighttime lows, well, it could be into the low 40s. Daytime highs in the mid-50s. Right now, 49 degrees downtown, 46 at the airport. The moon and the barometer are both rising. A perfect Halloween night.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents Come In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the universe of the uncanny. We live on such a tiny surface of space and time and try so hard to shut out the mass that lies beyond. But when the whispers die out and the echoes cease, a force still fills the void that remains. Evil spirits, malignant and destructive, waiting in limbo to be summoned by the foolhardy. In our tale, a young and talented student of the Talmud turns to a secret body of occult doctrine, the Kabbalah, to conquer death itself.
Simon, why do you punish yourself so?
To reach an exalted state. I wish to attain the possession of a clear and sparkling diamond and melt it down in tears, then inhale its essence into my soul. I want to attain the rays of the third planet of beauty. I want two barrels of golden pieces for him who can only count in gold.
Please, Simon. My father is not greedy. He only wants a bright future for me.
And your bright future is paved with gold.
Be careful, my son. You are on a slippery road. No holy powers will help you achieve what you want.
If the holy powers will not, then I must...
Don't say it, Simon. You terrify me.
Then I must find my way along another path.
Our mystery drama, The Demon Spirit, was especially adapted from the classic S. Anski play, The Dybbuk, for the Mystery Theater by Milt Wisoff, and stars Norman Rose and Mason Adams. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
When you buy a mid-sized car, you expect certain things from it. Mainly, a reasonable combination of comfort and economy. Well, friend, Buick has a midsize to meet your expectations. The 1975 Century Regal. It's a joy to look at, a joy to ride in, and Buick's new V6 engine makes it a joy to drive, especially past gas stations.
Buick Century Regal, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Boy, do I have a headache. Why do they have to make these caps so hard to open?
For a very good reason. Children open things that they shouldn't. That's why we have safety packaging. For For the life of your child, you can live with a little inconvenience. For further information, write the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, Washington, D.C., 20207.
Peter Ustinov speaks for UNICEF.
The nations of this world spend as much on the children of this world as they do on armaments in 2 hours. And did you know that the problems of these children would be well on the way to being settled at the cost of 1 day of war, 1 day of local war, 1 day of clean, modern war? And did you know that UNICEF manages to reach 100 million children, which means, unfortunately, that it fails to reach 900 million? This, of course, should be the job of governments, but at the moment it's the job of individuals as much as governments. And if you are as troubled by these facts as I, then you will give as generously as you possibly can to UNICEF, the world organization, to help children, to help tomorrow, to help us.
Black magic is rooted in the darkest corners of our mind and emerges only when we feel the insatiable need for power, money, love, any desire that becomes obsessive when withheld. It has always been so. Man has invoked the aid of spirits since he first evolved. What could be more natural for primitive man than the urge to call upon the supernatural when confronted with the sinister demons of wind, fire, and water? Civilization has only spread a thin veneer over this ancient instinct, a veneer that vanishes completely in our tale concerning a young theological student, pure spirit, who invokes terrible forces in his quest for love.
It's Simon, Rabbi. I've returned. May I come in?
Simon, Simon! Oh, come in, my son. Come in. So you've finally come back. You look so pale and drawn.
I've had a long, hard trip.
Why did you stay away so long? It's been almost a year. We missed you.
Yes, you mean you missed me.
That's not true. Many regard you highly.
But not enough to consider me as a prospective son-in-law.
But Leia thinks well of you.
Not enough to oppose her father's wishes.
There are traditions, Simon. A daughter must obey her father.
Well, it's time we change them.
Look, Simon. Sender is no monster. He merely wants what he thinks is best for his daughter. Come, Simon. Let's talk about you.
There's not much to say.
You're a fool. A bright, intelligent, scholarly fool. Your brilliance was the talk of the community. And then you disappeared. Where did you vanish to?
At first, I just wandered aimlessly. And then, one day I heard about this small village where a great scholar and wonder worker lives. A man so steeped in the ritual and lore that he can make miracles.
Mm-hmm. And did you find him?
Yes, Reb Meyer. I found him after months of wandering.
Is he truly a worker of miracles?
Even more wondrous than I had heard.
Is your wonder worker a student of the Kabbalah?
A master of it. He taught me that man can develop the divine spark within him until he masters the entire universe and all its forces.
You're meddling with something beyond you, Simon. It shows in your fevered eyes, your gauntness. Don't dwell too deeply on these mysteries.
Why not? The Kabbalah tears your soul away from the limits of the earth and lifts you to paradise.
Now remember, only 4 wise men succeeded. Only 1 went in and came out again unscathed. 1 died, 1 went mad, and 1 lost his faith.
I'm not frightened. They may have failed because they entered paradise for the wrong reason. I want to offer myself as a sacrifice, like the great one who succeeded.
But how can you compare yourself to...
I make none. I will follow my own road.
Good night. It's Leia.
Oh, come in. Come in, my child. How nice to see you.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
Not at all. You remember Simon?
Oh, well, of course I do. You've been away, Simon.
And you noticed.
We missed you, even though you left without a word.
There was nothing more to say.
Reb Meyer, you promised to show me the embroidered curtains of the Ark.
And so I shall.
Aren't Aren't you afraid to be in the temple so late at night?
No. No, not afraid. Sad. And touched. The walls look as if they'd been wept over. I wish I could put my arms around this ancient, tear-stained wall and never leave.
Tears are everywhere, Leia, not just here.
And happiness, too. How does our Simon seem to you after his long absence?
Pale. Have you been ill?
Yes, but not of the body.
But why do you punish yourself so?
To reach an exalted state. I wish to attain the possession of a clear and sparkling diamond and melt it in my tears. Then inhale its essence into my soul. I want to attain the rays of the third planet of beauty. I want two barrels of golden pieces for him who can only count and draw.
Please, Simon. My father's not a greedy man. He only wants a bright future
and
for me.
And your bright future is paved with gold.
Be careful, my son. You're on a slippery road. No holy powers will help you achieve what you want.
And if the holy powers will not, then I must...
Don't say it, Simon. You terrify me.
And I must find my way along another path.
Reb Meyer! Good day to you, Sender. What brings you to the marketplace? Don't you trust your servants?
I was looking for you. I'm bursting with good news.
Yes, I know.
How could you? I've just...
In a closed community, nothing stays secret very long. Congratulations. Who is this paragon you've betrothed your daughter to?
A fine young man. Completely worthy of becoming part of my family.
I was curious. Tell me, why did you stand in the way of Simon?
Simon, but he's only a poor student. How would he fit...
With the rich house of Sender? He loves Leia, and I'm sure that she loves him.
She will love her bridegroom as well, I assure you.
How can you guarantee what you cannot control? A heart is not a machine.
I know my daughter. Reb Meyer, I would like to talk to you about the arrangements for the wedding.
No, not here, Sender. Here one buys food and drink, not a life. Come to the temple, and we will talk. Simon, I have some food for you, and some news.
Reb Meyer, I'm not hungry.
I'm afraid the news I have for you will
not... It's not news to me. I was there with you at the market. But... I was there in spirit. I heard everything.
Reb Meyer! In God's name, open the door!
Let her in, Simon, before she tears the walls down.
Help me with your prayers. Intercede for my daughter. The forlorn widow who was at death's door. Please, I beseech you, help me.
We will pray and hope for the best.
No, I need more than hope. I need help.
And you shall have it.
No, please, don't interfere, Simon.
I must. Now, take this diagram I've drawn, mark it out around your daughter's bed, and the circle completely around, and the six-pointed star with a point toward her head. Slaughter a young fowl and touch her forehead with its freshly drawn blood.
Stop! Stop that! I forbid this!
What am I to do?
He offers hope. I give you your daughter's life.
Give me the diagram, Simon. I will follow you, and God bless you.
Simon, I asked you not to interfere. You have gone too far.
Far enough. I still have a long way to go. But I am drawing nearer all the time. Watch, Reb Meyer. This is the Lord of the Gods. Lord of the universe, he whom the winds fear, thee I invoke, the bornless one, thee that didst create the earth and the heavens, the night and the day. Thou art the truth and matter. Enter the magic circle, power the hazel wand, shroud me with a cloak of darkness.
Simon, come back before it is too late.
He has covered me with a raven's wings. He has whispered the unnameable to me. I am master of many arts and skills.
The black arts.
No, Reb Meyer. When the curtain parts, all is visible. Black and white alike.
No, Simon. It is time to sleep now. I am tired. You must go now.
I'm no longer welcome here.
You are to me, my son. But not to this temple. Go now!
I'm here, Reb Maya, to discuss the arrangement.
Sender, you are certain that you want to go through with the marriage?
As certain as I have been of anything in my life.
Sender! Sender, I have something to show you.
Hmm?
Look at this object in my hand.
Why, it's a golden amulet.
Don't you recognize it?
It looks like the one I presented to you on your birthday. But it cannot be.
Well, why not?
Because that was not gold, Reb Maya.
But it is the same amulet, Sender. Sender, I have worked a miracle. Something many men have tried to do all of their lives. I have turned base metal into gold.
I don't believe it.
But it's true. Give me any object and I will convert it to gold for you. Think of it. I can make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
I couldn't allow you.
Please, Sender, take my offer. Please, all I want is Leia's hand in return.
Impossible, I have given my word.
Weigh your word against gold,
no,
Sender!
No, I must weigh it against my daughter's happiness. And that is my concern above all. Thank you, Simon. I bear you no ill feelings, but my daughter will be married as soon as Reb Maya can make the arrangements.
How can that be, Reb Maya? I've done everything. The fasting. I've worked with the word, the spells, the symbols, all in vain.
What will be, Simon. Stay with me now.
But what remains for me? What is there I can still do? Black Rider, fling back your hood. Demon and master, show me the way. I see. Thank you. The secret is revealed. I see you now. I see him. And I see...
Oh, Simon. Simon, what is it?
I have won. Reb Maya, I have won. The bride is mine.
It is said there are four indispensable conditions to knowledge and power in the black arts. An intelligence illuminated by study, an intrepidity which nothing can check, a will which nothing can break, and a steadfastness nothing can corrupt. Simon, it seems, was master of all. Will he then prevail even after death? We shall know more when I return shortly with Act Two.
A tall, frosty glass of Amplitude? Well, if your beer is Budweiser, you've had it often. Amplitude is a fancy word for the entire taste phenomenon, the total experience of flavor. Next time you take a healthy swallow of Bud, watch what happens. Think about the sensations you're experiencing. Notice how the flavor of Bud comes on nice and easy. Not too strong, not too quick. Just right. Notice the clean, crisp togetherness of Bud's taste. Everything in perfect balance, with no single element jumping out at you. And there'll be no aftertaste either, no hanging on. And you'll be refreshed and ready for another glassful. Actually, Bud drinkers have been experiencing Amplitude for years, but they never phrase it that way. They just say Budweiser, and that says it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
You're 17. Well, that's plenty old. Old enough to know about things like grass and speed and acid and smack. We probably can't tell you anything about the stuff you haven't already heard, or maybe even found out for yourself. So we don't intend to give you any advice. You wouldn't listen. But the trouble is, neither will your kid brother. He doesn't know half of what you know. He doesn't know how dope can affect your body. He's never spent a violent night hugging a friend who was on a bad trip or watch a guy nod off in class and fall to the floor. He's just a kid and a real setup for anybody out there selling the stuff. We'd like to warn your little brother. Too bad he doesn't trust us. We can't get to him. But maybe You can.
An Advertising Council campaign.
How can we explain the strength of superstition? Shall we ascribe it to the primitive, the ignorant? Then how can we explain the fact that British witch covens celebrated All Hallows' Eve before tremendous crowds, with rites involving the magic circle, the magic knife, weird incantations, and all the other trappings of the occult? Many believe the origin and development of superstition are rooted in fact, that it exists and makes itself known to us. Perhaps we can shed some light on the subject.
Red Meyer, it's so hard for me to believe that he's gone.
He is, my child. He's buried there. Poor Simon. Everything he did with such intensity. He studied longer, prayed harder than any of my pupils.
And his love?
Was deeper than most. He died for it.
I had a dream that I was wandering in the meadow when a storm arose, and I hid in a small hut until the rain stopped. It was very early morning, and the vapors rose over the fields. And as they swirled, they took shape. Red Meyer, it was Simon that appeared in my dream. He called to me, but I couldn't hear. And then he beckoned to me to follow him. But when I did, I awoke.
It was a dream.
Nothing more.
We must leave here at once.
Answer me, Red Meyer. Is Simon stronger than death? Is he still here?
No. No, Leia. He is dead. You must remember that. He is dead and he will never come to life again. And you must live, my child. You must live with the living. Come now, let us go.
I thought I heard him so clearly.
We'll meet again, my bride, my beautiful Leia. No one can take you from me now.
I'm so happy you could come, Red Meyer. This would be no wedding without you.
How could I miss such an event?
Did you happen to meet the groom's party? They should have been here by now.
The bridegroom will arrive on time. That's not what you need worry about.
What do you mean?
Nothing, Sander. I meant nothing. Return to your festivities.
So I shall. Everyone into the house. There are silver coins waiting for all of you there. Red Meyer, please stay with Leia until I return.
I will be here. Leia, child, you're white as a sheet. Did they tire you with the dancing?
Well, it was all so violent. My head swam. I grew faint, and then someone lifted me high in the air and carried me far, far away.
Perhaps you should rest a while. I'll wait outside.
No, Red Meyer. Stay.
Don't think about demons and evil spirits. Go, Leia. Change your dress. The dancers have stained it. Freshen your beauty and prepare to meet your bridegroom.
No, not yet. Will you come with me in the cemetery?
Why?
To visit my mother. She died when I was still so young. I want to invite her to join my father in leading me to the wedding canopy. And afterward, she will dance with me.
No, Leia, I forbid it.
But it's the custom, Red Meyer.
Customs are not rigid, my child. You will not dwell with the dead, but with the living.
Then I will invite her from here. Beloved mother, I invite you to my wedding. Come and stand near me under the canopy. Who's there?
Your father, dear. May I come in?
Oh, father, of course.
Why are you still sitting here, child?
Oh, I was just thinking. Grandmother says I must go to the graveyard.
You have my permission.
But Red Meyer says I should not go.
He's an old man, set in his ways. Go, child. Go to your mother and shed your tears.
May I invite her to the wedding?
Of course. And your grandfather as well.
And I would also like to invite someone who is not related.
It is forbidden. If you invite a stranger, the other dead may take offense.
He's not a stranger. In our house, he was like one of us.
I think I hear. Yes, it is the wedding party. Your bridegroom, Menashe, he's arrived at last.
But Father, I
want
to...
Not now, Leah. I must meet the wedding party.
Hello. Wait there. I'm coming.
Welcome, Menashe. How was the trip?
Oh, we had a hard and bitter journey. We lost the road and wandered about the fields for a long time.
Menashe, you're shivering. Are you cold?
Yes, I felt this chill since I approached your town. Penetrates the marrow of my bones and fills me with an uncertain and unknown dread.
What is it you fear?
I don't know.
Come, let's have a drink on your safe arrival. It will warm you and drive away the demons.
Who is it?
Open the door, Sender.
What a shame. What's happened?
What is it, Redmire? It's Leia. Bring her in.
What the...
Put her on the couch.
My baby. What has happened?
You can go now, all of you.
What is it, Redmire? My God, is she...
No. She's in a coma.
How still she is. How lovely. How did this happen?
She went to the grave, despite my warning, and wept. And then suddenly she started to talk incoherently. No one could make out a word she was saying. And then she fainted.
Oh.
Leia, do you hear me? Everything will be all right.
Who is this man?
This is Menashe, your bridegroom.
No, that's a lie. He's not my bridegroom, nor will he ever be.
My child, what has come over you?
I will not marry Menashe or any other man I do not choose.
Sleep now, Leia. Huh? Sleep and rest. We will talk about this in the morning.
But we were to be married at noon.
Yes. Is it wise to delay? Not wise, perhaps, but necessary. If you value the life of your daughter.
Where is the physician?
He had to leave. There was no point in keeping him any longer. Did you do as I told you?
Yes, I summoned the wise man of Pratislav. He will come. But it will be days before he's here.
Leia, how do you feel?
Oh, tired and so tired. Where am I?
Where you have always been. In your home.
Turn down the light. My eyes. I've been in dark places so long.
You're back now. God be praised.
It was so cold where I've been.
You'll feel better now that you're with us again.
I feel nothing, Father. Empty. Everything is so empty. I must go back again.
Try to get out of bed, child.
I have no place here.
What's happening, Redmire? Her voice. Leia, open your eyes.
I cannot stay.
Wake up, child. Listen to your father.
You are not my father. You are not any part of me. Burning sulfur. I am filled with the smell of burning.
Leia, in the name of God, Leia, come back.
If I do, it will not be in that name.
Two days, Redmire. 2 days she lies there. And still no sign of the wise man. He will come, Sender. Be patient.
Be patient? How can I? She was all I lived for. I have no patience either, Redmire. I love her so deeply. I cannot wait until we are man and wife.
But you hardly know her.
I know her as well as I have ever known anyone. She is dear to me. What more can I say?
Open the door, Menashe. A good day to you, Reb Nissen.
And a good day to you, Reb Meyer.
Thank God you've come. We've waited so eagerly.
That's not an easy journey from Bratislav, you know.
Can I offer you something?
No. I wish to examine your daughter first. Oh, poor child. She hardly seems more than that. How long has she had that mark on her cheek?
I have never noticed it.
It seems more like a shadow.
Yes. A dark shadow. I've seen it before. I will try to rouse her. God's world is great and holy. The holiest land is the land of Israel. In the land of Israel, the holiest city is Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the holiest place was the temple.
Holy. Holy. Unholy. Unholy and sacrilegious. Evil is the holy.
Where have you come from, Spirit?
I have risen from repose to bring an end to all this.
Who are you?
I am Leah, daughter of Sender. Beloved of Simon!
Beloved of Manasseh!
Be quiet, Manasseh. Do not interfere.
Rest easy, Spirit. Hear me out. At the edge of the world stands a tall mountain, and on the mountain lies a great rock, and from the rock flows a clear spring. At the other edge of the world is its heart, and it gazes at the cool spring, and cannot have its fill of looking, but it cannot take the slightest step toward the spring.
But I can...
You are awake, child.
Have I been sleeping?
Yes, yes, you have for several days.
I feel so tired. I'm so tired.
Is she all right?
Yes, yes, she sleeps naturally now.
Oh, thank you, Reb Nissen.
When she awakes, can we have the wedding ceremony?
We must wait and see, Manasseh.
No, no, Reb Meyer. We must not wait. We must try the wedding as soon as possible. There is no time to lose.
Help me, Father. I feel so weak.
Of course, my darling. I should have known. Here, take my arm.
Stand by me, Mother. It is such a difficult way for me.
She is here with you, as are all who love you.
Friends. Friends, it's time for the ceremony.
There's your Menashe. Look at him. So tall, so handsome.
Quicker, Father. We must hurry.
As we stand under this canopy...
I will not stand under it.
Come, closer, Leah.
No,
come under the canopy.
I will not.
Send her, usher her under.
Ready the candles for the sleeping dead to wake till they are burnt down and spent. This is our final song until we return where we belong.
Be still, my child. In the name of the King, our Lord, be still.
Hold the steps carefully, for this place is chosen ground. Seven times we turn around within the magic circle. Seven times we turn about.
Manasseh, do you take this woman to be your wife?
With all my heart.
Leah, do you take this man for your husband?
Never!
Leah!
Never! He is not my bridegroom!
Rebire, continue!
Never! Holy bridegroom, protect me! Holy bridegroom, save me from this! I call upon you! Save me!
Reb Meyer, pronounce them man and wife!
Reb Meyer, you will never pronounce them man and wife. They do not belong with each other.
Simon, is that you?
Aye. It is Simon Redmire, come back for my destined bride, and I will never leave her again.
You must not do this, Simon.
Simon, what is happening here?
Yes, Simon, my greedy friend. Simon, you murderer. You killed me, but you could not kill our love.
Goodness, and my daughter, she's gone mad.
No, no, Sender, not mad. She has been possessed by a Dibuk, an evil spirit. Has control over her.
The belief in possession is an ancient one. From the earliest times, men have been fascinated with the possibility that our earthly shell can be taken over by an alien form. And the horror of it haunts us, even today. How does a body become possessed? And how can we exorcise it? We shall find out when I return shortly with Act 3.
There is a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A free spirit that demands good products. Products that satisfy your sense of good taste and desire for economy. But above all, products that perform. Buick has been touched by this spirit. And this year, our crisply designed, solidly built Buicks will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits. The 1975 Buicks, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone. Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law, and great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Sam Spud, private investigator. Oh, Sam, I'm so glad you called.
You sound rattled, Angel.
I'm frantic, Sam. I went to buy the carpet for the office and I got so confused. There are too many kinds. I didn't know what to ask or what to buy.
I'll help you, young lady.
Mercy, who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. Now, when you're choosing carpet, make sure you pick a long-wearing one that'll go with your walls, draperies, and upholstery. Beware of so-called fantastic bargains. And don't buy a carpet that isn't labeled as to fiber content.
Oh, Sam, now I know what to look for and ask before I buy a carpet.
You floor me, Angel.
Just another helpful tip from your Better Business Bureau.
This act of possession begin? Certainly the setting of the Dybbuk was its basis. A closed world which, despite its proximity to the 20th century, had not as yet purged itself of faith in magic making. A world heavily tarnished with superstition. And yet, it was a world pervaded by a mystic sense of the immediacy of God, of the miraculous, and the power of man. In such a world, the natural and the supernatural, the living and the dead, seem to flow across one another in a continual contact. A world where the daily routine of life absorbs and becomes a symbol of eternity.
Please, Reb Nissen, I know you're tired, but my daughter lies in grave danger. Her soul is at stake.
I know. The misery and anguish of the world reach out to me. Every plea pierces me as a needle, and I have no more strength. I can go no further.
Rabbi, you cannot desert me in my hour of need. Help me. Save my child.
If I can. Now, the Dybbuk. You knew him well.
He ate at my house regularly until he left one day. When he returned to our town, he was meddling with the Kabbalah and came to grief.
By what powers?
They say by evil spirits.
Did you cause him pain or shame? Try to remember.
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right. Bring in the girl.
Come in, Leah. Come in, my child. Don't you hear me? Come in.
I won't.
Leah, dearest, have pity. Don't shame me. Come in.
I want to obey, Father, but I cannot.
Maiden, I command you. Come in and sit down.
Let me go. I refuse.
Dybbuk, I command you to say, why did you enter the body of this maiden?
I am her destined bridegroom.
Our holy Torah forbids the dead to abide among the living.
I am not dead.
You are departed from our world. You are forbidden to return until the great ram's horn is heard. Therefore, I command you to leave the body of this girl.
Reb Nissen, I know how powerful you are, how invincible. I know that you can command the angels, but you cannot sway me.
Wandering soul, I feel great pity for you. I will try to release you from destroying angels. But you must leave the body of this girl.
I will not leave.
Dibuk, soul of one who left our world, I command you to leave this body, and in leaving not to harm her nor any other living creature. If you do not obey, I will proceed against you with anathema and excommunication, with all the powers of exorcism.
I do not fear your anathemas, and I do not believe in your assurances.
In the name of Almighty God, I charge you for the last time. Go, or I will give you over into the hands of the destroying angel.
In the name of Almighty God, I am joined with my destined bride, and I will not part from her forever.
Send her, have white robes brought. Bring 7 ram's horns, 7 black candles. Then take from the holy ark the 7 sacred scrolls.
Wait, Remnison, do you believe in justice?
In justice and in truth?
And I demand that Sender be brought before a rabbinical court. I demand a trial.
On what charges?
I charge Sender with spilling my blood. I am the son of Abraham Ben Rifkin. I bring charges of an obligation that Sender had to my father, which he did not fulfill.
In that case, I will postpone the exorcism until tomorrow noon. Sender, do you remember the Dibuk's father, Abraham?
But he's dead these many years.
Know then that you will be summoned to trial to answer his charges.
Heaven help me. What does he want of me? What should I do?
You must accept the summons.
I will do as you say.
Send for the bridegroom Menashe. He must be at the trial as well. When the Dibuk leaves, the marriage will take place.
Almighty God, help me to find peace.
Judges, sit beside me. We can begin the trial. I call upon Sender.
I am here, Reb Nissen.
Will you accept the verdict of this court?
Yes.
Will you carry out our decision?
I will.
Sender, Abraham claims that in your youth, you were students, that your souls were bound together in loyal friendship. You were both married in the same week, and each of you pledged that if his wife should conceive and bear a child, the one a boy, the other a girl, the children should wed.
Yes, it was so.
He died soon after, but you grew rich and Abraham's son was poor. You turned your gaze from him and sought other matches for your daughter among families of wealth and station. Abraham saw how his son was plunged into despair and went wandering, seeking new ways. And the powers of blackness spread their nets for him and captured him. Sender, did you hear the charges? What do you have to say in your defense?
I have no words for my defense, none. But I beg my old comrade to spare my child. For I did nothing out of ill will, I swear to you, Abraham. After you departed, I did not know what happened to your wife. She left our village for the home of her people. I never knew she had a son.
Abraham asks why, when his son was received into your home, sat at your table, you never inquired who he was.
I do not know. But I can swear I was always drawn to him.
Abraham declares that deep in your heart you recognize Simon. That is why you never asked who he was. You sought riches for your daughter, and in doing so, you thrust his son into the abyss.
I cannot say. I have no answer.
This tribunal has heard the arguments and now delivers its verdict. Sender, you are held guilty on the charges brought by Abraham. You will give half your wealth to the poor, and as long as you live, you will light a memorial candle on the anniversary of the death of Abraham and Simon. and recite the prayers for the dead as though they were your own children. Now, let us proceed with the marriage ceremony. Dibuk, in the name of this holy congregation and the great Sanhedrin of Jerusalem, I command you for the last time to depart.
I will not leave.
Members of the congregation, don your robes. Sender, distribute the seven horns and the seven scrolls.
Yes, yes.
Stubborn spirit, since you are not humble unto our command, I give you over into the power of the higher spirits to expel you by force. Blow the ram's horns!
Let me go!
Do not drag me! I will not! I cannot leave!
Since the higher powers cannot conquer you, I will give you over into the middle powers that are neither good nor evil. Let them, by whatever cruel means at their disposal, tear you out. Sound the horns!
Angels and hosts, help me!
And I declare you excommunicated from all of Israel by the sentence of the angels, by the decree of the saints. We anathemize, cut off, and curse you. The Lord blot out his name under heaven and set him apart for destruction. Sound the horns!
I can struggle no more.
Do you submit?
I submit.
Do you promise of your own free will to depart and never return?
I promise. Recite the prayer of the dead for me, my appointed time runs out.
Say Kaddish for your soul.
So sad. Help me.
Do not be sad. Let your heart be light, and may holy cherubim cradle you in their wings.
Do you hear? They're going to dance around the holy grave so that my dead mother may rejoice.
Do not tremble, child. Do not be afraid. You are guarded by 60 giants with drawn swords. Our holy patriarchs protect you from evil.
Simon, I hear your voice, but I cannot see you.
A forbidden circle rings you round.
Your voice sounds as sweet as the weeping of a violin on a silent night. Oh, who are you?
I have forgotten. Only in your thoughts can I remember myself.
I remember now. My heart was drawn to you as a bright star. On silent nights, I have shed sweet tears. And always in my dreams, I saw... Oh, was it you?
It was.
Yes, I remember. Your hair was soft and it glistened as though with tears. Day and night I thought of you. Return to me, my bridegroom, my husband. I will carry you in death in my heart. And in my dreams we will rock our unborn babes. We will sew them clothes and sing them lullabies.
The wedding procession has started, Leia. We must go.
They come to lead me to the canopy with a stranger. Come to me, my bridegroom. Oh, I see you. A light upon the wall. The barrier is broken. Come to me.
I am coming.
A great light flows about me. I am joined with you, my destined bridegroom. Oh,
blessed be the true judge. May their poor souls find rest.
And so the demon bridegroom and his bride are joined until the Great Awakening. A small gravestone marks the place where Leia, daughter of Sender, is interred. But none of the villagers in the closed world believe it is her final resting place. Steeped in superstition, they cast an eye over the shoulder when they pass the grave. I'll be back shortly.
May I help you, sir?
One hair shirt, please, one bed of nails, and that cat of nine tails for self-flagellation.
What's your rush? Why try for sainthood in one weekend?
It's not that. It's just that my old hair shirt is at the cleaners. My bed is getting dull, and my whip has been going soft on me.
You punish yourself a great deal?
I get what's coming to me.
But isn't it a bit overmuch?
Well, I deserve more than I ever get.
One cat of nine tails coming up. And do you want a bed of nails with or without the song?
Cancel your appointments for self-punishment. Break the whip. You have no right to treat one of God's creatures, you, in that way. He forgives you. Forgive yourself. A nudge toward self-respect from the Mennonite churches.
We scoff at the supernatural, but not in the dark, when strange sounds echo. And even the most rational of us find more and more natural what was once deemed the supernatural. Minds have been linked across great separations of space without visible means of contact. If mental telepathy and magic shapes exist, why not other forces still branded as the supernatural? Our cast included Norman Rose, Mason Adams, Marion Seldes, Nat Poland, Joe Silver, and Jack Grimes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Why did you leave the stage after the show, Pan?
I can't go on, Lottie.
After performing a miracle, you can't go on. The entire audience is on its feet calling for you, and you can't go on.
After what just happened?
What did happen out there, Mr. Klein?
It was as if... you're Anton Wahlberg.
Yes. Well, go on, tell me, what happened to you?
Well, something, some force, suddenly gripped my right arm, began to pull my hand, my right hand, off the keyboard. I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought I was having some sort of seizure, or I was going mad, or I don't know what.
And then?
My left hand kept playing.
You mean you kept playing with your left hand?
No, Lottie, no. My right arm, it was forced down to my side, and I was scared. I was so scared I couldn't have gone on playing with my left. And I didn't. It did.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle. CBS News. President Ford continues to campaign for the Republicans, delivering a speech Thursday night in Los Angeles. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president has started a 3-day campaign swing through 6 states. Earlier Thursday, he was in Iowa campaigning and later went to Los Angeles. Speaking at a GOP fundraising affair, the president again took the Democrats to task for inflation.
The Democratic Party
has controlled the United States Congress for 38 out of the last 42 years, and for the last 20 years consecutively. During this period of time, federal spending has shot up from roughly $4.5 billion on an annual basis in 1934 to $300+ billion in the current fiscal year.
President Ford in Los Angeles Thursday night. More news in a moment.
Norm,
hmm?
I'll give you $10 if you make a move right now.
See, if I move here, then you'll move there. You'll connect four in a row and you'll beat me.
Norman!
If I move, what?
See, 18 days is too long between moves, Norm. That's how long I've been
here. I could move here. No, I couldn't. You'll block me. I'm sorry, I can't.
Connect four is only a game, Norm.
On the other hand, if I move here, then you'll have to move. No, you won't. No, you won't.
I know my lovely wife is probably wondering what happened.
Boy, this connect four is more than a vertical checkers game.
My boss is going to be mad.
It's vertical and horizontal and diagonal strategy.
I think I was supposed to be in Pittsburgh last Tuesday.
It's a challenge. That's what I like, the challenge.
I really do miss my wife, Shirley, though.
Yeah, isn't it Sheila?
Sheila,
mm-hmm.
Right.
It's Sheila. Like two minds locked in battle.
Not for 18 days, Norman. Make a move.
But you've snuck up on me. I can't move anywhere. I give up.
I win Connect Four?
You win Connect Four. Harry.
I win. Thank goodness. I win.
Harry.
Yeah?
It's 2 out of 3. Remember, that's where the... Oh.
Connect Four, the new strategy game of vertical checkers from Milton Bradley.
Richard Nixon has received several blood transfusions as the former president continues to battle for life. A report from Harold Dow at Long Beach Memorial Hospital in California.
The blood being fed into the former president's veins is being provided by the Long Beach Memorial Hospital and the American Red Cross. It comes from a variety of donors. The doctors say these transfusions will be sufficient to overcome the critical blood loss Mr. Nixon has sustained in the past 48 hours. The doctor at the former president's bedside tonight is James Harper. He is one of those who attended the former president 2 days ago when he was so very near death. A short while ago, Mrs. Nixon and the two daughters, Julie and Tricia, left the hospital. They'll spend the night close by at a private residence of family friends. Another sign that Mr. Nixon's condition is stable at this hour, Dr. John Lundgren, his personal physician, has also left Long Beach Memorial. Now, the latest reports say that Mr. Nixon is resting. All vital signs are stable. But still, he's on the critical list. Harold Dowell, CBS News, Long Beach.
The White House has indicated that President Ford Friday morning may visit Mr. Nixon in the hospital. The White House has announced that First Lady Betty Ford will be taking drugs to combat any cancer cells that may remain in her body following breast surgery 5 weeks ago. Doctors stress they have not found any new cancer in Mrs. Ford, but they said she will undergo chemotherapy as a precaution. Apparently, consumers are not following President Ford's suggestion that they can help reduce inflation by spending less. New figures show big sales increases by many of the nation's leading retail stores. Some reporting sales gains up to 21%, higher than a year ago. The Ford administration indicated Thursday it may move to clamp down on high profits for food processors and retail grocers. Treasury Secretary Simon noted falling prices that farmers are getting while retail food prices to consumers keep on going up. Simon said the government cannot permit one segment of the economy to reap unjust enrichment at the expense of everyone else. And Albert Rees, who is one of President Ford's economic advisors, says that grocery profits may have gone up too much. Now this.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice, and he has his own money invested in the business. So believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So True Value hardware stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value hardware stores.
George Foreman Thursday told reporters in Zaire he believes he beat the clock when he lost his world heavyweight boxing crown to Muhammad Ali on Wednesday. Foreman failed to get up at the count of 10 after being knocked down by Ali in the eighth round of their fight, and Foreman now says he thinks he did get up in time. Ali is saying that he's thinking of an offer of $10 million to defend his newly won title. Ali says the offer is coming from London promoter John Daly. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Well, the time at KIXI, 6 minutes past 11. Temperature 49 degrees downtown. Wind out of the north-northeast at 5. At the airport, 46 degrees. And the weather cloudy with ground fog. And this is Halloween. One of the quirks of our history is that Halloween, the night that has come to symbolize the evil powers of the world, actually means hallowed evening or holy evening. The reason for this apparent contradiction is that the Christian Church named November 1st All Saints' Day some 800 years after Christ. The holy day fell at the same time of year as a pagan celebration initiated by the ancient Druid priests of Britain and Gaul. The Druid tradition held that ghosts, goblins, and witches came out of the forests to harm people at night. They believed also that cats were sacred and had once been human beings, now transformed as punishment for evil deeds. And with the Christianization of Europe, the two feasts and the religious beliefs that fostered them intermingled. Thus came our present-day use of witches, ghosts, and cats in Halloween festivities.